But because we're in this backup studio, Mullen's in the studio with us. John Whaley is in here, and the Grappler's in here.
Yeah.
And he just called up Dave Andrechuk.
He's yelling and screaming at Dave.
He's yelling and screaming at Dave, but this is basically a spotlight into my life and what I deal with every single day. So the Grappler goes, all right, Dave, I'm going to put you on hold. You're on with Brian and former NHLers, Jamie McLennan and Mike Johnson. So in other words, some plug that you don't really have to care about, and two guys that are from
we
your own world.
Said, I mean, former OHL great.
Well, that's right.
Standout.
Yes. Stay-at-home defenseman.
Here's a former NHLer, former yes. Maple Leaf, and now an analyst with the Lightning. He's been on the show many times. Here's Dave Andrechuk. How you doing, Dave?
Very well, guys. Very well. Don't worry about it. OHL, you know, you should be proud of that.
Thank you. I am quite proud of that. I am quite proud. One of the great healthy scratch players of all time in OHL history. So we've been, you know, needless to say, pumping the tires of the Lightning all year. I think everybody else has, too. But we've been trying to figure out an area where maybe you can exploit them. Can you tip us off on anything? If you're the Maple Leafs tonight, what are you trying to exploit with Tampa?
I don't know, guys, to be honest with you. It's been an amazing year when you guys have watched from afar. We see it every day. You know, there's not a lot of weakness in their game. You know, I think they lose interest at times, which probably won't happen in the playoffs. And, you know, maybe teams can do that, but then they've come back because they've decided they're going to start playing again. So, you know, some of the weaknesses that we were concerned about going into this year was our penalty kill. You know, they're 28th last year. Well, now they're first this year, so check that box. I think defensively, they've gone from like 14 to 5. So, you know, it's been an incredible year. There's records being set. And, you know, I've seen teams come into our building especially and play decent games and play pretty well against us and, you know, and still come up empty-handed. So hopefully, you know, they got the right mix as you go down the stretch drive here. And we all know that the team that's playing the best in the stretch is probably a team that's got a good chance of winning, and hopefully the Lightning can continue to do that.
Here in Toronto, there's been a debate really all year about who the MVP of the team is, and it's Mitch Marner, John Tavares, Morgan Riley, Freddie Anderson, everyone's got a different view. Down in Tampa, I would assume it's a similar conversation, yet with that said, I think Kucherov's a lock to win the league MVP, but would he definitely be the MVP of the Lightning, or would it be Stamkos or Hedman or Vasilevsky?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, the depth has been, and everybody's contributed. You know, our fourth line has played really well in the last couple of games, and it's carried the team, to be honest with you. You know, the forgotten guy is Andrei Vasilevsky, who has been incredible all year long. You know, he missed 14 games with an ankle injury and has come back. And to me, he probably is the MVP. I think at the start of the year, you know, maybe before Christmas, you know, a lot of grade A chances that they gave up that Vasilevsky, you know, kind of bailed them out and allowed them to, you know, stay in the game. So, Cooch is, you know, as you guys watch hockey every night, you see the highlights. But, you know, this guy does it every shift. And who knows? I mean, every time he steps on the ice, he's a threat. And, you know, that doesn't happen every day. So lots of MVPs. You know, Stammer's having another great year. Braden Point's having a great year. You know, Hedman has really picked up his game. McDonough has actually been probably our best defenseman. So, you know, the list goes on. As you said, it's hard to pick one guy.
When you look at the team, and we were talking about heading into the playoffs as far as matchups, the Maple Leafs look to be locked in with the Boston Bruins, and a lot of people around here say that's not the greatest matchup because of the style that the Bruins play. That being said, when you look at the depth of the Toronto Maple Leafs, there's a lot of people that think that the matchup would be a lot nicer against Tampa Bay because of the way that they're constructed, the roster is constructed. When you look around the league, Dave, is a team like the Maple Leafs, is that a team that could be a threat to the Lightning if they end up head-to-head?
I do. I really do. They've played well against us, to be honest with you. You know what I look at, guys, is I look at the coach. I look at the coach that's on the other, you know, behind the other bench, and how he's going to coach against those teams, and how he's going to make adjustments to try to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't think there's many teams, like, you know, the way the year has gone, it's hard for me to imagine that they're going to lose four games in a series to anybody.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, the way that, you know, Babcock can get his team to play, you know, that scares me a little bit. We saw it in, I wanted to say it was 2011 when he was with Detroit, you know, 1-8. And, you know, they took us to 7 games and could have easily beat us. And they had no business being in that series. So I think that, you know, the coaching, you know, the New York Islanders, you know, I mean, they got a very good coach. They're well-disciplined. They have good defense. You know, maybe them. But when you look at the matchups, you know, they're all going to be good teams, as you guys have talked about, you know, countless times. Is, you know, those 8 teams that get in, they're good. And, you know, I think the Lightning have got to be very mindful that no matter if they're in the first round or whoever you play, they're going to be a good team. Whether it's Columbus or Montreal, or, you know, who knows? Maybe it's in Pittsburgh. So we'll see what happens.
We're chatting with longtime NHLer, former Leaf, former Lightning Hall of Famer Dave Andrechuk ahead of the game tonight. Leafs Lightning down at Scotiabank.
All right, Dave, it was 11 at morning skate today. John Cooper telling the media in Toronto that Mitch Marner might be one of the smartest players in the history of the game. So without saying Mitch Marner, who were some of the smartest players that you can remember playing with throughout the game that maybe could rival the visionary that Marner might be?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that I played with, right? Like, you know, if you go back to the 80s, I mean, there's guys like Gilbert Perreault, right? Like, very smart player.
You play with Gilbert Perreault?
Yes, I did. Unfortunately, I know I'm telling my age.
What? You played in the 70s? What happened, Dave?
No, he made it to 86. He made it to 85, 86, yeah. You know, you think about guys like Doug Gilmore, for example, in our runs with the Leafs here in Toronto. To me, he analyzed the game. Before he got the puck, he knew what play he was going to make. I see that in Mitch Marner. All the games that I've watched, you know, this kid understands that before he gets the puck, he's got to have something in his mind already what he's going to do and where everybody else is going to go. We have that going on with 86 on our team and Kucherov. Unbelievable plays that he makes, and it's only because, you know, he's 2 or 3 steps ahead of everybody else. So, you know, the games that I've watched and the plays that Mitch Marner makes and the tapping goals that Johnny Tavares has gotten from him, you know, they're not by accident because this kid is a pretty smart player.
Great stuff as always, Dave. Enjoy it back in Toronto. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll do it again down the road.
Yep, you got it, guys.
There's Dave Andrechuk.